Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Kayla joining us here in just a moment. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will bring you into the conversation. So with that, I'll go ahead and bring Kayla in here. Kayla, welcome in.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll just double check in my mic.
Of course, yeah, that's fine.
But good evening, everybody. I hope everyone's been having a good week. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I am adequate. I know we haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, last week we didn't have the episode.
Were you with me the week before? I forget.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I think it was the week before that I was sick.
All right. I was trying to remember.
All right, so tonight I'm going to start with some of the stuff that I actually had from last week that didn't get to be talked about, which...
Yeah, we had a couple of people there that said that they wanted to take my time slot, so I made the shows, and they never showed up.
Yeah, I asked earlier in the group, because I didn't know I'd have to call in. But anyways, so this is from last week, June 15th. It is a Gateway Pundit article. You guys have probably covered it. I don't know, but it's about Fauci actually lying, which we knew. But it's scientists discover the first victims in COVID-19 pandemic, and they were actually researchers from the funded Wuhan laboratory.
Yeah, that's not surprising for some reason.
Yeah, it really isn't when you've been paying attention from day one and you have Facebook and Twitter and YouTube instantly censoring you the moment you said this was released from a lab. This isn't from a market, from a bat. And you have fact checkers telling you immediately, hey, this is wrong, and now we're going to ban you.
Fact check strikes for uploading Broccoli Mans to YouTube, so I stopped putting my stuff on YouTube. I only put it on Rumble now.
Wait, you get fact checked for Broccoli Man?
Yeah.
Wow. That surprises me. I figured as a cartoon, maybe they'd let it slide, but then again, you actually talk about real stuff. So even cartoons are not safe, people. But, okay, so on January 31st, 2020, Danish-born and British-educated scientist Kristen Anderson emailed Dr. Tony Fauci saying that the virus looks lab-made, which we did see the leaks of those emails, but then they immediately made him turn around and say, no, this wasn't lab-made, this is natural. The same person who told Fauci that it looked man-made. I'm not sure how many people remember seeing that when it happened, but I remember raising my eyebrow to it when it popped up and being told, you're wrong. See, even he admitted it was wrong. But it's like, you know, Fauci even said in his own emails to his own people, like, you don't need to wear a mask. And the next thing we know, hey, you need to wear triple masks, which people have done. Like that, I've seen people walking around in the grocery store
still wearing them. What gets me, though, I don't know which is worse. The scam wearers that they wear the scams that are so huge that it basically covers up their entire face. And when they wear glasses and a hat, you don't see any of their face at all. I don't know if that's worse or the people that still demand to wear scams, but they either wear them under their chin the whole time or they wear them below their nose. If they're going to wear a scam, own being a Democrat. Just don't I've asked a couple of people, and they say, yeah, I got to be safe. It's like, well, then why are you not wearing the scam over your nose? And then they say, I have to breathe.
Oh, God. I can only imagine that was a wanting to slap your own forehead moment. I've had
so you have them, or you have the ones that just wear it under their chin all day and don't even pull it up unless somebody tells them to. I don't even know that purpose.
Again, as I said before, the only thing I could think of is virtue signaling.
That's, yeah, because you're not saving anybody's lives by wearing a scam on your chin.
My grandmother was over last week, and love her to death. Our politics are completely different, but she said that she couldn't breathe, but thank God for the masks when she went into, like, hospitals, right, and stores and stuff. They're like, oh, God, Grandma, no, no, no.
Yeah, but like you said, she votes Democrat, so of course.
Yeah, we brought up to her that Biden's being impeached, or at least that was the news from last week, that the articles of impeachment have gone through. I don't know if they're actually going to go all the way through, but that they have gone through at least the first step or the first stage, and they have been filed and all that. And actually, if people want to throw their support, you can go to like Major Taylor Greene, green.house.gov/forms, and you can find her impeachment stuff, just to let that be known out there.
Yeah.
But we brought that up to my grandma, and she was like, I'd still vote for Biden over Trump. He hates America. He's trying to destroy us. Right? I'm like, oh, God, no. No, Grandma. We got to keep
reiterating.
Oh, well,
we have a clip. This is how much Brandon likes America. I'm going to play a clip in honor of your grandmother.
Oh.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Secrets to enemies.
Well, I mean, we knew that. His fake LLC.
You and I know that, but he's out there. That was that weekend. He announced that in front of other prime ministers and tech company CEOs.
Do you think it's the dementia kicking in, or is he just that stupid?
Could be a little from column A and column B.
I'd have to agree. I'd say more so from A than B right now, but he's
definitely
good.
Maybe a little cockiness included?
Oh, yeah. These people don't think they're going to get caught for anything. While the submarine situation was going on, you have Hunter Biden getting charged for very slap-on-the-wrist crimes. He's not even going to go to jail. So, of course, we're not going to get caught. Let's just share this information now. They're not going to care. They're not going to know. It just surprises me, though, that you have him admitting this and people are still lying. They don't know that has to be doctored. It was only a 30-second clip. Like, there's a lot longer clip. He goes on to say that he sold other stuff, too. Not just information. But I don't understand how people still have any amount of trust in the Biden-Harris administration, which that actually brings me up to a very small portion of what I was going to talk about. It was just something I found interesting today. Let's see. Around 2 p.m. earlier today, the Biden and Harris administration announced a new secretary assistance package for Ukraine with mine clearing capabilities, equipment, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, and about another $500 million after the $6.3 trillion they accidentally sent. And
yeah, it's like they think they found extra money.
nope, they just keep printing this. And this, I feel like most of Americans don't realize everything they're sending over there, which is A, both being laundered back to politicians to bribe them, but B, that's just going to make our inflation even worse.
Like, yeah, but that's what they want.
I mean, yeah, they want us to collapse. They want us to be reliant on the government. They want to send out more stimulus checks and inflate our numbers even more. So that way we are crippled, and the only way we can get anything is if we're jabbed, have a vaccine card, and rely on whatever handouts they have to give us. Or at least that's where I think that's going. What do you say? I'm near the ballpark? But
yeah.
I also saw a video with, again, I know RFK's got Pfizer behind him on some of the stuff, which still might hold up, but in one of his messages he released earlier, might have been from yesterday, he mentioned that Ukraine is a sacrifice in a proxy war between America and Russia, and honestly, them sending all this money to them, the artillery, the vehicles, everything, that only goes to prove it. And again, people who aren't paying attention aren't going to realize that. People who are probably realized this a year and a half ago. But on the actual topic of Russia invading Ukraine, did you see the 11-minute video from O'Keefe Media Group where they were talking... Well, the undercover journalist was talking to a BlackRock recruiter, Sergey
yeah.
Varley. Well, what's funny is that he mentions, well, not haha funny, but he mentioned as an example, Russia goes in and destroys the grain silos, and then wheat's going to skyrocket, which is good for business. And then today, you had a CNN report. Let's see. I wrote down exactly what they said. Where did I put this? Well, in a nutshell, that they released a report where they were talking about natural gas prices because of the war with Russia and Ukraine. Natural gas prices, oil, and wheat have all skyrocketed. Now, before people... when they were distracted by the submersible near Titanic, which, get on that topic in a second. While people were distracted by that, there was a video that surfaced with one man who was talking about and actually pointing out the grain price, or wheat price specifically, has jumped up 25%, and that was last week. As of earlier this morning, it still jumped up in price again. But then they went on to say things like oil and natural gas. Well, they've put a cap on it, so Russia can only make so much money from selling these products. And that is a bad idea, like extremely bad idea. You want to put a cap on it, then what's going to stop them from selling it to the people who are going to pay what they want? And then they're just not going to sell it to you because they can make more money over there. But I don't know, I guess you do want to destroy the economy in whatever way possible. So I guess it makes sense in that particular, what's the word I'm looking for? Notion, I suppose. Aspect. And you still have people who truly believe Russia is in the wrong for invading Ukraine. But absolutely no one I've talked to actually realizes Russia went to the United Nations, I think it was like 2-3 weeks after the war started. They'd went there originally in the beginning to talk about how they knew there were biolabs in Ukraine on their border. They didn't know how many. About 2 weeks later, they came back and they said that they know of 23 biolabs, which are funded by American taxpayers and basically being used in conjunction with our military. So I thought they were pretty validated in actually invading Ukraine to get rid of those biolabs. But now you have reports of they gave nukes to Belarus. Apparently there was an attack. I only read this article a little bit earlier, but supposedly I saw that Russia destroyed an arms depot in one of the United Nations places. I don't know if that actually happened again, but if it did, that could be very bad news, because the United Nations, I think, is looking for a reason to get in on the fight, too. So if that did happen, I could see them doing it. And even if it didn't happen, I could see them using that to kind of go in anyways. I mean, the Vietnam War, the commercial ship that was supposedly sank, it was never even touched. It never happened, but they claimed it did so they could get in the Vietnam War, but it never happened. They just said it did. So it's 100% possible this could be a story they leaked just to make it seem like Russia is transgressing further than it's supposed to. But, I mean, on the war topic, I was reading an article that made it sound like China was attacking Taiwan, but you had to continuously read to the bottom of the article to see where it said, oh, this is just a simulation of what could happen. People stop reading after a couple of lines, from what I've noticed. They just take the headline and they go with it. And that's kind of scary to think that they're releasing articles like that to people who don't actually read. So I feel like they're trying to up the fear factor when it comes to Taiwan and China, which supposedly, from what I've read, there's also some stuff going on. Oh, who was it? Oh, yeah. Supposedly, North Korea is urging, so this was a CNN release thing. It was from somewhere else also. But in war news, North Koreans urge Kim Jong-un for a war of revenge to destroy U.S. mainland within our shooting range. North Koreans on Sunday held massive rallies in Pyongyang asking Kim Jong-un for war of revenge to destroy the U.S. as the nation marked 73 years of the Korean War. KCNA, which is a North Korean state-owned media, reported that 120,000 working people and students participated in rallies across the capital. They recently released photos showing a packed stadium where North Koreans brandished placards saying phrases, the whole U.S. mainland is within our shooting range, because they have been testing new rockets, missiles, ballistic missiles, and all of that to the imperialist U.S. is the destroyer of peace, which honestly, I got to say, I can't blame them. Since I've been alive, we have been at war pretty much my entire life. All on fake wars based on lies. But KCNA wrote, Pyongyang has the strongest absolute weapon to punish U.S. imperialists, and Avengers on this land are burning with the indomitable will to revenge the enemy. This came after North Korea Saturday warned that it would respond more aggressively to any stronger military measures by the U.S. and the Korean Peninsula. The nation is also testing various new weapons, including its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile. If you want to read more into that, you can check out BENZINGA.com. Benzinga, I believe. Or you could also look at MSN.com, which is also where this article, where I originally found it. Oy. Basically on the news for a war front, it just seems like everything is starting to come more to a head. And us just donating more money to them kind of completely negates the idea of us wanting peace in any way, of us looking for peace in any way.
Well, there's been people on both sides of Ukraine and Russia that said they want to talk, and it's our people that say, oh, no, you're not. Here's more money.
Yeah. I mean, who was it a couple weeks ago that went to North Korea and laughed about the dead Russian soldiers? What was his name? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
There's too much news. You can't keep up with everything anymore. But
I try not
yeah.
to learn all those names sometimes.
No, I completely understand. If you get too focused on a name, you can forget the actual information. Then if you focus on the information, you're going to forget.
I care about them that little that I don't want to take the time to know who some of their names even are.
No, that's understandable, too. They are, at the end of the day, traitors to humanity. I don't even want to say the American people. They're just traitors to humanity. They have no soul. So Tom Rentz has released quite a few videos, and I've made a little compilation of some of the stuff. If I shared the videos for you to share, we'd have to like cut them down because they're about half an hour long each. So in one of his videos that he sent out, he was talking about the WHO Treaty. He stated that the WHO Treaty is purely just trying to control. That is what they're after. And this is from the article from the UK Times, what really went on in the Wuhan facility. So before we get fully into the WHO Treaty, he read an article that speaks about what happened at the Wuhan facility. In the weeks leading up to the outbreak of COVID, snippets of it covered the work they did on the humanized mice, the creation of the chimeric viruses, the bioweapons warning, and the fact that they actually had no safety measures in the facility up to the U.S. Defense Department funding the research. There was more information if you want to look that up. That, again, is a UK Times article, which I tried to pull up, but you apparently have to pay for it. So I'm out of luck on that end for the moment. But he moves on to mention the article ties in with a Gateway Pundit article, scientists discovering the first victim of COVID, which I do have that one pulled up, and I was actually starting this whole thing with and never actually read fully. But so again, Dr. Christian Anderson, he's the one that emailed Fauci saying this book's man-made, and then that was January 31st, and by February 4th, he released an actual statement saying that, so by February 4th, after the Fauci teleconference he had with him, he said, redacted it, basically. We do not know what happened. We don't know where it came from, and that it was demonstrably false that it was created in a lab, even though its previous statements where some of the features potentially look engineered and the genome is inconsistent with evolutionary theory. So I'm going to bet he was probably very heavily threatened or bribed. I mean, we know Fauci has the potential and the backing and the connections to ruin anyone's career. I mean, with his own wife being head of the NIH at the time period, I don't know if she still is.
Yeah, don't know either of them.
Yeah, I haven't looked into that recently. Probably should. So, picking back up with Thomas Renz, he mentions Matt Taibbi made a statement about how we now know the virus accidentally released from the Wuhan bio lab. Mr. Renz stated the only thing he didn't agree with was the accidental part, which I'd actually agree with too. But again, the article from the Gateway Pundit talks about the first victims were actually researchers from the lab. And I'm curious how exactly these two people spread something that quickly in that short of amount of time. But that's just me, I guess. But back to the WHO Treaty. The WHO Treaty cannot exceed the power of the Constitution. The federal government is limited by the Constitution. However, Mr. Renz states how Joe Biden has blown by the Constitution and pushed it off for 3.5 years, which we can see everything he has done from allowing the immigrants to come in, the way he's abused his power in controlling people, the threat of losing your job, having to take a vaccine, until COVID just ended, what, sometime earlier this year or mid-end of last year? But that took away our rights to free travel, our right to breathe, right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, all of that. So he fully believes the Biden administration will work to make the population believe that this is a new law, the WHO treaty specifically in reference. He believes they will use executive agreement law to say it surpasses state law. They will try and take full control of the country. They will push mandatory vaccines, which Mr. Renz says looks more and more like they were created for the bioweapon program through dual-use gain-of-function research. We cannot allow the WHO treaty to go through. We must fight for our country's freedom. And I completely agree. So to my understanding, this WHO treaty basically takes away any of our own anatomy, our own autonomy, our own rights. And again, as stated previously, nothing goes past the Constitution, not in America at the very least. So next time they try to push the masks and they try to push these mandates, if they bring up the WHO treaty is now law, you know it is not. And it is up to us to actually fight back. At this point, I know our founding fathers are rolling in their graves, but we have to do them justice and honor the sacrifices made by all the men and women since the Revolutionary War till today and genuinely fight back on our own country. We have to go make our voices heard. We have to do, I want to say protests is where it needs to start, not like Black Lives Matter protests. They've gotten too far out of hand. Then again, at the same time, if we do protest, there's no guarantee that the FBI or CIA is not going to infiltrate at all. Like, there's no promise. Even the one that I went to, one of the Black Lives Matter protests, genuinely went because I want to experience history being made. There were people there who had masks on, and they were telling the entire crowd what to do, how to gather, where to go, and I don't know. It wasn't the people with the bullhorns. It was just people in the crowd. So I 100% do believe they would be there. They would infiltrate whatever we have to do. So I don't know. What would you say is something we could do to fight back?
I wish I had answers because I just feel like the average person doesn't want to cause a scene, so they'll people will get microchips and they will denounce their religions before standing up for themselves. We've seen it. With those gene therapies, they say, yeah, there's a good chance I'll die, but I need to keep my $15 an hour job.
And the fact that there are already people who have taken those chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're, again, with the gene therapies, yeah, they got it for their jobs, or they just went and got it because they genuinely believed, oh, this is what we need to do.
I don't think so. I think they did it as either a virtue signal or the TV told them to. It's not because they were scared. Even the scam wearers now, I doubt any of them are still scared of a disease that's not even considered a thing anymore. They still wear scams. They're still scammies because maybe it's cool to not show your face, or you want to show that you're a Democrat. That's about it. There's no COVID's getting around the corner.
No, there's not. And again, lab tests prove that COVID is so small, it's like a mosquito going through a chain link fence.
Yeah, but it's the thought, the fact that you're wearing a scam that does nothing for you. It's the thought that counts. That's what liberalism is about. It's the look and the thought that you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're to look at this historically, they made slaves and indentured servants hide their face quite a lot. They would have collars on or face, not masks like we do now, but kind of like those veil things to make them have a status symbol and a look. Part of me thinks maybe this is in our genetics. And these are the people who came from slaves more so, which I've noticed a lot more black people tend to actually wear the masks, which was really weird for me because, again, I've always thought they would be the ones to push back against that bull crap. So maybe that's part of what it is. And then there's also the simple fact, what if these people are genuinely just that scared?
Yeah, like I said, they're no longer scared.
I cannot wrap my head around it.
If someone's going to a restaurant and they're scamming and nobody else is wearing a scam and they're scared of being outside, then maybe they should have done DoorDash.
You're not wrong there at all. Although then when you did DoorDash during the COVID crap, you've got the workers touching your food. Then you've got this random person touching the bag and your food to an extent, and it's getting sent to you. Even as a delivery driver, you have the people cooking your food. Then you have the person who puts it in the box. And then you have me who's putting it away in my bag to carry it in my car to take it to you, which I then hand it to you. Right there, that's three different people.
Got me with that whole DoorDash thing back then is they would put your bag of food on the ground. Like they would put your bag of McGMO on top of an anthole.
God, yeah. I DoorDashed with my friend for a while on top of delivery, and there were some people we'd go to, they would not answer the door, just straight up. They had some of them would put a table out there for you to put it on or tell you, put it on the chair or put it on this barrel. And others would be like, put it on our potted plant. Just don't put it on the ground. It's like, okay. But the majority of the time, yeah, they...
Only pets eat off the ground. So I was offended by that. I will never want anyone to put food on the ground.
Well, in their mind, I guess it's okay because it's in this plastic bag, which could easily get a tear in it. A bug could get in it. But that requires, I guess, actually thinking deeper into it than, oh, it's safe, it's in a bag. I don't know. And then the people who come to the door with the mask on, like, there are still people who do that. And it shocks me this day and age to see that. Like, I can understand going to the store. I can somewhat understand the restaurant. I mean, I don't get it, but I see it's out in public around people. In your own house, though, like, come on. I think that is the worst one I will never get over.
Yeah, you're in the room, you're in a house by yourself, and you're gonna scam.
By yourself or with your family, but yeah, you're just sitting there wearing it, waiting at the door. Like, I've driven up to people's house, see them with it on, staring out the window, waiting for me to arrive, and then they go to the door while I'm getting their food and going up to hand it to them, and they open it, and they've got it on still. Which, I mean, expected it, but I want to know, like, how long were you waiting at that window with that mask on? Like, please, please tell me. I want to know. I know in, like, 40 years, I'm going to crack up laughing about that if I survive the concentration camps that don't exist. Or, I'm sorry, the FEMA camps, allegedly.
Yeah. Something tells me that we're going to win, and maybe it's because I don't want to say I have the Disney protocol in my head where everything works out in the end, but I think this is so blatant right now of what they're doing. And they're even telling you ahead of time they're going to mess with the next election.
Well, yeah.
They're flaunting all this corruption in your face, and it's... But the average Democrat voter, if you're still voting for Brandon, there's no coming back. There's nothing that you could do right now. Brandon can walk up to their house, shoot down all the tires, and kill their pets, and they would still vote for Brandon.
I mean, I would say... Yeah, there's a good percentage of people who would bootlicker, I guess is the only thing I can think of, or just someone who has no consciousness of self-awareness of reality.
I wouldn't say it's bootlicking. I'm saying that they are so clueless that all they know is hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, without even knowing why. It's just the smell-o-vision told them to hate Trump.
Yeah.
So... That's all they need to know. That's all the news they know about.
Yeah, that's literally my grandma.
Because they don't watch Smell-O-Vision. They might watch Netflix and maybe a movie on Hulu, but they're not watching Smell-O-Vision. They're not watching news. People tell you that the news that you're sharing doesn't exist, but... If you ask them what their favorite show is, they'll tell you that, oh, I don't know, I just have Netflix on.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that out there, too.
Yeah, like I could put my 30, 40 hours a week in of good collecting news and sharing and reviewing, documenting, and talking about it at night. Hey, they've watched their Netflix of the latest Captain America movie, so they know more than me.
God, yeah, I've ran across so many people like that. Just recently I asked someone I know if they had actually seen the video of the BlackRock employee recruiter that was captured by O'Keefe Media Group's journalist, and they're like, no, but they could tell me anything when it comes to like DC or Marvel or Final Fantasy, because that's more so what they're into than actually researching stuff. They might spend, in comparison, a couple hours maybe throughout the week, whereas I'm sure like you and me, as you said, you're putting in 40 weeks of research, or 40 weeks, like,
yeah.
40 hours. Like, I myself, I will still sit there and I can binge watch a Netflix series if I want to, but I'm also at the same
early
time
on once a week,
through,
though, and you don't run a station and have to do anything other than make sure on Tuesdays you have something to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I'm not saying you don't do a lot. I'm just saying that there's not as much at stake as it is for me.
No, you're completely right. I wasn't making a comparison between me and you. I was trying to make a comparison between me and the other person.
Yeah.
But, they, again, can tell me anything about a story of any video game or whatever comic they've been reading this week, but will wholeheartedly tell you that you are wrong, Biden's good, Trump bad, and it's just like...
You know what's funny? I can't tell you one movie that's been released this year. I have no clue.
I do have one clue, and that is the Avatar Way of the Water.
I didn't even know there was, I thought that there was an Avatar 3 that was going to come out in a few years, but I don't know, was that the Avatar 3, or is that,
nope,
was that Avatar 2?
That was Avatar 2, it only took 20 years.
Right.
But I like the original Avatar.
I don't know. I just found out... I only know of two songs that were released on the top 40 charts this year. That's how, and I'm big into music, but over the past few years, there hasn't been anything that I've really been interested in. I know Miley Cyrus had a song earlier this year called Flowers, and it was either Luke Combs or Luke Bryan that redid a Tracy Chapman song called Fast Car.
Outside of the Miley Cyrus song, you know more than I do.
Well, it caught my eye or ear because I didn't expect a... of course, I remember the Tracy Chapman song from 1988, and I heard someone else doing it, and then I read something about how this song now, it went higher on the charts than the original one did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wonder, does the original artist get anything for remakes?
I'm sure they had to buy some rights. Or I'm sure they got paid something.
Just a random question I had. I was going to say something, but it just kind of drifted off. Okay, let me retrace my train of thoughts. So outside of music and movies and all of that, yeah, I would spend the majority of my time trying to research different things. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So you asked this person to give you their links, their sources, and they don't. But
they don't have links or sources. They just know that what you're sharing is not what anyone else told them, so it's wrong.
Yep, and then you go and share.
Memorizing, you're not doing any research. You're just memorizing what somebody else said.
Yep, and then you try to give them even just one article, one video, and then they try and they poke like a million different holes in it saying, well, this is just a conspiracy, or that person's been discredited by this place or that place, or that person's a Republican. Why would why would you listen to them? But for instance, this particular person was telling me and my mom the other day that Marjorie Taylor Greene is a complete idiot, that everything she says is stupid. And I'm like, what? Can you tell me what you're talking about? I'm like, she's pretty articulate in what she says, at least in what I've heard of her. And I'm like, if you want to have a comparison between her and Biden, she can do circles around him all day.
Oh,
and it's,
I have, let me see here if I have something that would counter that. I have the ultimate for when people say, hold on here, let me see if I don't have it. All right, give me just a minute here. I want to find something that I thought I had up here.
That's completely okay. While you look for that, there's one person that I was talking to a while ago, I think like a year ago, about Biden. And I was just like, there's literally a video out there called Bidenese. And they looked at me like I was an idiot, so I showed them the video. And it's him making up all these different words. And it's like, this is when we're going to learn Bidenese today. It's like, Truden et Prussia is one of the words that he makes up. Just in the middle of a conversation, and he's just throwing out random garbage. Not a word, just a bunch of syllables. And you just...
All right.
You have...
I'll have this uploaded in just a second here. Sorry, my cat likes to sit on the keyboard while I'm trying to upload stuff.
Well, yeah, they want your attention. Pet me. Pet me now. But then it's just amazing that you can talk to some people. Like I tried to talk about Attorney Thomas Rance to this particular person after they just told me they had read all of Obama's books and they respected Obama to the high heavens. And then you mentioned, oh, well, Thomas Rance is fighting for people who have actually been damaged by the vaccine. He's fighting for the people in the military trying to come forward with the DDoS data, which they still haven't done anything with. And they're like, oh, well, they're probably just trying to get a book deal. Like, how many of your books did you just say you read from Obama? I don't understand the way people think. And it's like they don't listen to themselves sometimes. Which he was also just recently, oh, where was it he was at? I don't know what the conference was, but they had him sat down with somebody else and he was talking and he basically said, you have this horrific thing happen with this submersible and these five people on it and they have the Navy out there and the lifeguards and all that looking for it. Meanwhile, you have that other ship that just went down with like 500 people or something on it, which I actually hadn't heard about that one. So if you know anything about that little blue ship with people on it, I'd love to know.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I haven't either. But people keep putting it in memes now. And it's just like the rich have the Navy looking for them and then all these poor people seeking asylum sink to the bottom of the sea. And I'm just like, I didn't even hear about the other one until now, which is just very odd timing. But then again, if they want to clog the news cycles and they want to create more division between people, that's definitely a story to do it.
All right. So I got this clip I was wanting to show you. Are you familiar with Hank Johnson?
Is he a football player or a baseball player?
Oh. No, he's, you know how Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Georgia congresswoman?
Yeah.
Well, Hank Johnson is a Georgia congressman. And
okay.
If they want to say that Marjorie Taylor Greene is stupid, then they can listen to this clip.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Is that an attempt to argue against sending military forces there? Or is
no,
just
that
stupid?
Was an attempt to pay more money into global warming because Guam is going to capsize because it has too many peoples on it.
I've never in history heard of any place capsizing because of people on it. But
if when they say Marjorie Taylor Greene is stupid, you can ask them about that. So I sent you that link. So if you ever need it, keep that handy, because when somebody says that a Republican is stupid, you can show them that.
Oh, I will definitely use that to my advantage at some point. Wow. How are people this? There's no way he is that stupid.
He's in the blackest section of Atlanta. So I don't know what's worse, him or the people that vote for him.
I honestly don't know. That would be a big question to ask the school systems down there. But at this point, if people haven't realized our school systems are just indoctrination centers at this point, then there is no help for you. Like, homeschooling is the best way to go. Oh, but recently there was a video I did see of, it was in Chicago, and they had gone and raided all the Walmarts, pretty much, all the food stores in the area. And this woman, she recorded a video. It started the statement with, "I am not a thief. I am here to buy food for my children." And the entire store is just about empty. Like, people have taken everything, jugs of water, food. Some food left, like celery, and the majority of it is on the ground and has been walked on. And she even says, "This is the first time in my life I've ever felt like an animal, and it is my own people who have done it to me." And it breaks my heart that that is being allowed to happen, and that people are genuinely okay with this happening. And then you have the real hardworking people out there they're the ones that have to suffer the consequences of criminality. It's not even the bad people who do, which is the same thing with the same argument to make with gun laws. People are still sitting out there screaming about, well, we need to take guns away because they're items used to murder people. And it's like, no, it's the people using them to kill people. It is not the gun. That gun is not going to go off by itself. No, it's the gun, and gun owners need to take responsibility for this. No, again, gun owners are taking responsibility by actually, you know, going to classes, going to the range, learning how to use it. They're taking responsibility, keeping it locked up properly and correctly, teaching their children, you don't do this with this item because this item can go off and harm you or someone else. It is a criminal who is going to go out and buy a gun illegally, and it is a criminal who is going to harm somebody. It is not a gun owner. It is not someone who genuinely wants their safety or wants the right to protect themselves and their family and their homes. But I feel like there's just no way to talk sense into a good portion of these people. I wouldn't even know where to begin. If that isn't enough to talk sense into somebody, then legitimately, where do you go? What do you do? Because I really, really don't know if people are that disconnected from using their brain. Do we have to make what-if scenarios using cookies and little fairies and monsters and crap like when you were a kid? I don't understand. What do we do? How do we get through to you? And then to think that there are people out there who are that far gone is terrifying at the same time.
Hey, speaking of terrifying, I heard about a story just a little bit ago, and I want to play the clip because I haven't heard it yet, but there's a quarterback that was on the New England Patriots and the Houston Texans who died at age 35 by drowning today, and I wanted to hear the story.
I'll go for it. That's fine. When it comes to sports recently, didn't one of the coaches pass away too that was making fun of Brady for not getting the vaccine?
Oh, I don't remember that. I mean, it's possible, I guess. I don't remember.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me check.
Breaking news just into the T311 newsroom. Whitehall head football coach and former Arkansas Razorback Ryan Mallett is dead. That's according to the Whitehall School Assistant Principal Skip Carr. The 35-year-old drowned in Florida today.
Mallett played quarterback for the Razorbacks from 2008 to 2010 before playing in the NFL for 6 years. He went on to coach high school football in Mountain Home and recently in Whitehall. We are awaiting a statement from the school district, and we'll share that as soon as we get it.
But reactions are already rolling in from Mallett's former coaches and teammates, as well as current Razorbacks. And Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurachek shared this on Twitter this evening. Quote, "Our Razorback family lost an incredibly special person today. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family, friends, and teammates of Ryan Mallett." We will have much more on this, including reaction tonight at 10 and later in sports.
Okay, I just wanted to hear the story. I thought maybe they'd go into it more.
I really do wonder what happens, or what happened, I mean. People don't tend to just drown without reason.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out more information on that one tomorrow if they have a story coming out at 10.
That's true, or it might be out now.
That's possible.
So, speaking of videos, I guess we can we could take a few minutes and watch the latest Mr. Broccoli.
Okay. I have not seen that one yet.
Okay. Yeah, last week was the first time in a couple years I missed making an episode.
Well, that's understandable. You were, I don't remember if you were out of town. I know you weren't around.
Yeah, I went to Phoenix for a few days.
Okay. If it's the first time in a few years, I think everyone will forgive you. You've been pretty on the ball.
Yeah, other than me being in the hospital, I don't miss many episodes. So when you're ready, I'll go ahead and count it down.
Yeah. Open.
Ho,
my phone is being slow. Okay, ready.
You're ready? Okay, I'll count it down. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey green dude, why art thou not celebrating Pride Month?
Do what?
You are not celebrating Pride Month. Why are you not participating in LGBT activities, sir?
I am not into that lifestyle. Please leave me alone.
That will not cut it, sir. You must be participating in a Pride Parade, read a drag queen story time, or perhaps spend an evening with me in my bed.
No, thank you. I am not and will never ever be interested.
Usa, you said the wrong choices of words is to my eardrums. Just for that I must now run my hands through your long flowing mane. Seriously, sir, you need to go with me to Target and we can sit down and consume some Bud Lights. Then we could hold hands and wear the North Face Pride hoodie, sir. It will be so festive.
No, no means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. There are pride parades all over the United States this weekend where the men are naked and wearing long socks and pro wings. We need to handle business green, dude, if it makes you feel better. So, we can do that right now. We are doing it for the children.
That sounds like I am going to be busy arresting people.
That sounds like I need to be arresting people, sir. I need to be arresting you. You do not to be taking down our crime syndicate. You need to do as many pride things as possible so you can get an ESG score. Then BlackRock can help you obtain more funding. If you do not have a good ESG score, then the largest funding company in the world will not give you any monies. BlackRock demands that you remove your dungarees, your underoos, and your blouse. So if you show your ice cream cone and your kumquat to the kids, you will have an excellent ESG score. You will be at the utmost of wokeness, sir.
I will never need money that bad that I have to sell out. That sounds like you are a prostitute and BlackRock is your pimp.
You keep stepping in it, green dude. You do not understand, sir. Once BlackRock demands you do something, you jump and do it post haste. Right now they're demanding every company go as woke as possible. Everyone stop shopping at Target because they sell clothing with satanic messages on it. Everyone knows that Bud Light is now called Tranny Fluid. Everyone knows Disney got caught grooming kids. But you know what green dude? They do it anyway because BlackRock demands it or they stop getting funding.
I don't care about an ESG score. Whatever BlackRock says to do, I am not interested.
Trust me, sir. You will need your ESG score to buy, sell, work and live. Soon whenever you want to purchase petrol or your GMO foods at the local China Mart, you will be required to remove your dungarees and have a TS naked body scanner scan your junk so we can tell if you are a terrorist threat. If you're not willing to show us your junk, it means you have something to hide.
Yes. I have something to hide. My junk.
You do need to disrobe this instant, sir. And every other instant where there is a child present or you must enter a business. You could be hiding an assault rifle or a samurai sword, or a Bible verse inside your junk.
I just do not understand. Children cannot go into a strip club to see naked ladies. But if a man dresses up in ladies' clothes and gets naked in front of kids, that is not only acceptable, but it is now expected.
What's wrong with that?
But if a woman says there are a man, that is still considered indecent? I do not understand.
Of course you would not get it, green dude. You need to learn how to be woke. We are going to make it completely legal to show your ice cream cone and your kumquats. However, we will be making a crime to not put the bloody scam on your face.
The public will not stand for this.
The public will stand for it. It does not matter how bad the United States is. If people cannot buy food, if there is a civil war, or we take away everything from everyone. You can eat as bugs and owns nothing. Half of America will still continue to vote Democrat. Besides, no one can resist the temptation to vote for Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a much better presidential candidate than Brandon, Governor Gruesom, or Big Mike.
Incorrect, green dude. We are forbidding Robert Kennedy Jr. to ever be president. He said he will arrest the crime syndicate. Besides, how can we have a debate with Robert Kennedy that is sponsored by Pfizer? B. is he, Bill Gates, George Soros, and G. globalists have already paid enough money to make sure he does not win.
That sounds like election tampering.
Absolutely, sir. But you know what? No one bloody cares. As long as it is a Democrat in office, the average something that occur on the streets does not care. Almost no one walking down the street even knows who the vice president is. And that's just how we want it. Now all we have to make sure that Trump does not win the 2024 election and we can officially bring in our global government for real. That means we can put nincompoops like you in those FEMA camps. That they do not exist.
We need to get to the bottom of the Biden crime syndicate.
Stay in your own lane, sir. We will not be arresting our front guys for our crime syndicate.
Hunter Biden wrote off human sex trafficking expenses on his income taxes. His father also said he knew nothing about Hunter's business dealings. But they shared bank accounts and discussed the business dealings frequently.
Are you denying that was legitimate business expense? Besides, there is nothing wrong with the son getting business advice from his father.
Yes. It is something everyone else would get arrested for and stay behind bars for a long time.
But green dude, that is the difference. The 99% get prison sentences. The 1% get to do whatever they want. If you want to get away with any crimes, just become part of the 1% and the world is your oyster. We'll pay the big guy so he can do whatever we bloody want. He is our marionette. Which is exactly why we rigged the 2020 election, sir.
Hey everyone. You need to stop letting these crime syndicates run the world. You not paying attention and calling them out is going to hurt the entire planet. Stop voting for these people who are running things like mob bosses. You need to get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the news you need to know about. Plus his guests and his co-hosts are great to listen to. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out the schedule for the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
You need to zip it. Green dude. Enough with you telling everyone to not obey us overlords. That's it, put your hands up and I am taking you in my 1993 Geometro Rite Globalist lair.
I will never stop exposing crime. The 1% do not get a free pass. And you can shove that globalism up your...
I want to love you, PYT. Pretty young thing. You need some loving TLC. Tender loving care. And I'll take you there.
See you later, wiretap.
All right, so that's this week's episode.
Oy. So starting off with the gay pride stuff, all this week has been nothing but more and more literal naked men on bikes in front of kids, naked men and women running around in a fountain, multiple fountains actually, one in New York and in San Francisco, where they're bathing each other.
I didn't see the women were completely naked. I saw the men were, but I only saw the women being topless.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see vagina. I did see a lot of ding dong.
Yeah, that's something that women have no problem, for the most part, being topless anywhere a man can be topless. But when it comes to the nether regions, only the men like showing that particular part of the body.
I got to ask, why? I feel like you'd understand that better than me, but I also don't think you'd understand that either.
Oh, I don't know.
It just gets me that they do it in front of kids like it's fine.
You don't see women doing that in front of kids, only men.
I guess.
And then
even...
you heard their chant at a rally, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children."
I did not hear that one.
Oh, I don't want to
play it. But
it
would not surprise me. Oh,
I definitely
don't fine. Do what?
I definitely do not want to play it.
Yeah, I don't blame you, and I believe you 100%. I would not be the farthest thing at all to believe with the way everything has been going. Like there's a photo that I shared earlier today that I found where it's like three naked dudes. Well, in your words, they can't be naked because they've got shoes and socks on.
Yeah.
But their junk's out, and you just have these two gay dads with their kids walking through all these naked men, one little girl and one little boy, like it's perfectly normal.
And I went into a bit of this yesterday, so I think now is the time where the lesbian, gay, bisexual, they divorce from the T and the transgender, because if you want to promote the gay lifestyle, then the average person does not want the whole world to be gay. They just want to have that freedom for themselves and be able to love who they want, which is cool. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem when you're out there rocking out with your privates out and demanding that kids touch your stuff. And then you're chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." That I have a problem with. And to be honest, it's not even the nudity that I have the problem with. It's the lewdness. Because if someone wanted to promote nudity as not sexual and you wanted to make a parade and have events and have speaking engagements where you want to stand up for the right to have a naked body that is not have anything to do with sex, and you want to destigmatize that, then if you do all the professionalist to it, like what I've done for Barefoot is Legal and to a lesser extent Bareface is Legal, then if you're willing to do it, go for it. It's not really my thing, but I would understand, and as somebody that runs a nonprofit group for about 8 years, I know that there's a time and a place to do things. And the last thing you want to do when you're trying to create a legitimate movement is to make a public spectacle of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a right way to do things, and this is not the right way to get the gain acceptance for being gay.
Completely agree. And on the time for lesbians and bis to divorce with the rest of it, I completely agree. I already have myself, and actually so Gays Against Groomers. One of the, basically the president of Gays Against Groomers took the American flag in, I don't know if it was a school board meeting or a congressional meeting, but one of those hearing type things. And he stepped on it and said, the only flag that I adhere to is the American flag, not this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Gays Against Groomers, I cannot speak more highly of, because they have been saying for years that pedophiles have been trying to break into our ranks, and they have. It's official now, they have. And people don't want to see that. They don't want to talk about it. They just want to go and
see that's another reason why I believe that I don't feel very comfortable with our future coming up, because if we're still taking kids to gay pride parades and we're letting them see this and we're too afraid to say anything, it's not acceptable in any world to have John and Michael Smith walking down the street with just their Crocs and their pink socks rolled up to their knees and telling a child to grab their stuff. There's no place in the world where anybody would find that acceptable. And just to say, well, it's Gay Pride Month, it's okay. Yeah, no, that's not acceptable.
No, not at all. And this is coming from a bisexual person. The actual amount of leather that they wear, that is fetish. You have people walking around with the dog masks on and collars and leashes. That's fetish. That is all sexual stuff on top of being nude. There is no pride to be had in that. Why are you proud of your kink or your fetish? That is it. Annoys me nonstop when people are like, it's Gay Pride Month, I'm going to go dress out in all of my best leather and take my crop duster, crop rider with me and crap. And it's like, what part of that has anything to do with being gay? And if you're going to go with gay pride, why aren't we talking about gay inventors or gay writers or gay artists? Like, what part of this is pride? It is sex. It is, again, fetish. This is nothing, absolutely nothing to do with pride of being gay. I don't think at this point it ever has been, at least as far back as I can remember, because I remember when gay pride roughly started happening, and I don't remember them being super sexualized at first. It was just a bunch of people walking around with rainbow flags and stuff. Or am I misremembering? I don't. But I,
that's what it's supposed to be. But now when you have Black Lives Matter rallies, it's all the white liberals that are scam wearers. That 90% of the people that do Black Lives Matter rallies are white liberals. So it's like the movements are taken over just to promote. I don't even know what they promote, but it's not the right message.
No, it is not. And then I don't know. I am still stuck on, again, it is not prideful. It's not right to be proud that you're a sexual deviant, I guess, which if that's in your bedroom with consenting adults, go for it. But why do you have to put it on display?
Everything that I've worked hard for in the last 8 years with Barefoot is Legal and trying to make that a legitimate movement, that for a zero budget nonprofit, it probably exceeded everybody's expectations. And if we had a parade, the last thing I would want is for all the crazy people that have no clue what our movement is and just start walking up to people and asking if they could lick their feet. That to me is what this equals.
I mean, that is exactly what would happen too if it became fetishized. Anyone who has a foot fetish would show up. Yeah,
and
that
it
is
would
exactly.
Legitimize the movement, which was what you were trying to destigmatize it, and then these people come along and do everything that would be stereotypical as to why nothing should be legitimate. Because at some point you're going to have all these people that are not interested, and they're going to be against gay marriage, not because they don't believe that John and Michael Smith should be married, but they don't want two men doing certain things with each other's parts in public in front of kids.
Yep, but then they sit there and say, oh, you're just a homophobic bigot. And I got to say, telling people, like, I'm bisexual and I'm against this has gotten me so many weird looks. But it's kind of funny because these people don't think about it. Like, I have to sit there and talk to them and be like, what part of you showing your sexual fetish to a child, walking up to them with a dog collar on and a dog face on and have them pet you, is not sexual? How is that?
Asking a four-year-old to touch your junk, what part of that is even legal? What country legalizes that?
If you'd asked me that a couple months ago, there is a country that I read about that legalized sex with like 12-year-olds recently.
Anyway, I'm just in the real world, nobody demands that an adult have a 4-year-old touch their stuff.
No, not anybody who's, I'm going to say human, not anyone who actually cares or has a heart, but someone who is purely driven by lust and, what would it even be outside of lust at that point? I don't know how to describe a pedophile necessarily.
Possibly satanic?
Well, I'd say a certain amount of them are. I think a lot of them probably went through it as children themselves, and it's trauma-based, too. So they're just continuing the cycle. But I don't get it. I will never get it. Then, all right. So with Broccoli Man and what you had shared in there. Yeah, I got all riled up on the gay pride thing because that one, it's everywhere. And the amount of nude people I have seen in this last week. And like my own cousin in the area I'm in, she's gone to gay pride. But she's always dressed like a normal person. She's never in any of the vulgar crap that people wear now. But I think I want to have a conversation with her and be like, have you noticed this? I'm like, that doesn't raise any questions. Like, are you okay with it? Conversation I need to have.
Just to be clear, it's not the nudity that bothers me. It's the lewdness, because the men dancing in underwear wearing a dog hat is, to me, worse than somebody just being naked playing in a fountain.
Yeah, I think my mind would normally go to that person's got to be on shrooms or acid normally if I saw someone naked in a fountain.
Well, keep in mind in New York City that a woman has the right to be topless anywhere a man can be. So if that's the law of the land and there's ladies that want to go play in a fountain in their underwear, then with no top on, I mean, it's legal. As long as they're not sucking on their own nipples, I don't have a problem with it. It's the lewdness. If they were saying, hey, come up to me and lick my nipples, then that's a completely different discussion.
Yeah, you're right on that end. And again, it does bring up the question why it seems like, I really am curious now why it is women don't seem to flash around their genitalia outside of breasts, whereas men seem to be completely comfortable showing their kid their kumquats.
An ice cream cone.
Yeah. I am curious now. That is a massive question I have.
Well, I don't consider a breast genitalia. You can't make babies out of it.
No.
No, but and I've changed because a few years ago I wasn't really an advocate, and I'm still really not. But after running Barefoot is Legal, after seeing how we were close to actually making faces a private part,
what?
And just seeing history of how certain clothing gets mandatory, I'm like, well, what's to say what's right and what's not anymore? As long as you're not using a body part for a sexual event, I don't care if somebody's naked. Just do your thing. I don't really care.
It is a weird kind of like tightrope path you got to walk on that end.
Yeah, in some countries it's legal for a woman to have their breast out, but you have to cut your hair.
Just so weird.
So when you think about the psychology around some of that, I'm not going to be the champion of it because it's not my thing, but I get it. And I just wish that there would be somebody that wants to do what I've done with Barefoot is Legal and just try to... if you want to destigmatize nudity, I get it, but when you have these pride parades where they can have kids holding people's junks, you're not going to get that because that's the first thing that's going to come out to the average person is, no, I don't want my four-year-old grabbing somebody's junk, and that would not be what the movement would be about, but I see how it would be how the movement would be Trojan horsed.
Oh, it would easily be taken over, and you don't even need someone that has a vendetta to do that. All you need is one person with a mental illness to step out there honestly and completely derail it.
Well, Well, no, you would just have the same transgendered people as you have now thinking, all right, good, we got another parade.
You're not rolling that in either.
Oh, good. This group did all the dirty work for us. Now we just have to show up. And that's why they co-opt these other groups, is because no one in their right mind would help sponsor an event where if they said, hey, our event is going to be naked men and having toddlers grab our stuff, nobody would sponsor that. But if you called it a pride parade and used the moniker under lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, questioning, and all of that, then, oh, yeah, I'll sponsor that. I believe in people's rights and freedom. And so they can just hide under that umbrella.
Oy. How do I want to say this? It's not so much that they would. I do agree they would not actually do their own thing. Yes, they would hijack something else. Again, as Gays Against Groomers have stated, the pedophiles have been trying to get into the LGBT community.
Right.
Well, LGB, I should say.
And to a lesser extent, the Satanists have also been trying to get in. There are people that want to add an S to the LGBTQP, or it's double P now, for pansexual and pedos. They want to add an S to that.
Oh, God. So I know someone who genuinely identifies as a Satanist as their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him about it, and he's told me, through the book that he has read for Satanism, it is that you take no crap, you respect other people, basically you are the god of your own life in your own domain. But then there are Luciferian Satanists who are the ones who believe in sacrifice and all that. So there is a cutoff and difference between them. But the fact that they want to make that part of LGBTQ, whatever the rest of that crap is. I stop after G at this point, or B.
Yeah.
But that's not even a sexuality. That's not even an identity. That is a religion. Why would you want to incorporate that with people who've been fighting for their freedom to love who they want to love?
Well, it's easier to latch yourself onto another group than to start your own.
True. There was
I haven't had this happen in about 4 years, 5 years, I guess. But there's been people before that have tried to take over Barefoot is Legal, as an example. And that's why we have a nonprofit. That's why we have a board. That's why everything is in my name. And the board is set up I've already had people go to the board and demand that they get let in as president and fire me. And the board said no. So
why do they want to fire you?
Because somebody else wants to take it over. That's why. It's easier to take over somebody's movement than it is to start your own.
Well, I'm glad they have not succeeded and that your board is actually faithful to you. And I'm happy to hear that.
Well, the second you let somebody else in, they'll say, well, I'm the president, so now I'm going to make my own board and you guys are fired too. So that wouldn't make sense.
I can see that. See, the example I was going to use is, let's see, what is his name? So do you remember, did you ever watch Zeitgeist?
No. Wait, is that a documentary?
Yes.
Okay, I remember it vaguely. Don't ask me any questions on it. I remember it.
So in Zeitgeist, I actually learned recently it was Mike Adams, or is that his name, the guy who does the Health Ranger report?
Yes.
So originally, Zeitgeist was founded by, I'm going to butcher his name, I am awful with French, but I think it was Jacques Franco, Frescinco or something. And
okay.
He was a engineer who wanted to bring forward a society that had futuristic technology, magnetic ran trains, housing that was actually built around nature instead of destroying it, cities that intertwined with nature instead of destroying it, trying to revamp humanity, basically, with futuristic stuff that they say, well, we can't do that. He had the designs. He had the technology. He fought to try and get that. So back when Zeitgeist originally came out, that is what that was supposed to be about. But, again, I found out recently it was Mike Adams who actually was the one who directed that and took it over. And he didn't even mention any of the stuff that they had originally hired him to talk about. And he took that entire movie over and made it his own. So I've got my own issues with him since he did that, because if he had actually talked about what they had wanted him to, people would have learned a whole lot more, to be quite honest. But that was an example that came to mind of an actual genuine thing being taken over. But I would recommend people go and look up the Venus Project. It's a... They started their own place out in Florida, Venus, Florida, and it is basically a small version of the futuristic society that Mr. Franco or that Mr. Jacques Hughes wanted for society. And he, sadly, I think he died at 105 years old. And he had been fighting that fight since he was about, I think, in his 30s, maybe a little earlier. But everywhere shut him down. So there are technologies out there to make our lives better. There really are. And they are just shutting them down left and right, every way they can. Slightly off the topic we were talking about, but...
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, what was all mentioned in Broccoli Man after the gay pride thing? My mind blanked. Not while I was listening to it, but while talking about it.
Let's see here. So, now I'm going through it in my head because I write lots of crazy stuff.
I mean, it's
they
all true, though.
They talked about ESG scores.
Well, on the ESG score, I saw recently that one of the banks, I forget which one, was kind of just throwing it out at this point, and they don't care. They're just trying to push their agenda, but I don't remember which one that was. Oh, but on that topic, have you heard about Virgin Islands and J.P. Morgan?
Yes.
So, have you talked about that on the show yet? I don't want to double back over that stuff.
Nothing in great detail and not anything recently.
Okay, so for those who do know, J.P. Morgan was being sued for their involvement with helping Epstein, but at the same time, they were throwing the Virgin Islands under the bus because they were actually giving him tax subsidies, basically. They tax write-offs and stuff. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And then the actual first lady at the time, Celia, what was her name? Crap. I have to reread to figure that one out. But the first lady at the time, I know her first name was Cecilia or Celia. I'm not sure how they pronounce it 100%. But she was hiding that he was actually having all these girls and stuff sexually abused in his places that he had in the Virgin Islands. And J.P. Morgan has just thrown them under the bus, showing all of that, and then Virgin Islands is attacking them back, saying he wouldn't have been able to do any of that stuff if you hadn't have funded him. But at the same time, J.P. Morgan attacked back with, but you are all the ones who gave him the tax write-off and didn't charge him all this money, which I think came up to $300,000-something that he wasn't charged for his properties. I know I wrote that down here somewhere. Okay, so the Daily Mail released the article, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein got more than $300 million in tax breaks from U.S. Virgin Islands, and it waived sex offender monitoring requirements, as it revealed he also paid local cops. J.P. Morgan Chase and the Virgin Islands are blaming each other in the covering of Epstein's involvement with trafficking young girls, a newly redacted filing, part of J.P. Morgan's effort to show that the U.S. Virgin Islands and former First Lady Cecilia DeJong, I found it, actively facilitated Epstein's sexual abuse of young women. They are currently defending themselves from a lawsuit in federal court filed in December over their connection to Epstein. Epstein owned two islands, two areas in the Virgin Islands, and claimed J.P. Morgan enabled Epstein by paying his victims. J.P. Morgan counters that the U.S. Virgin Islands gave Epstein over $300 million in tax incentives. Both are involved trying to defend themselves, so they're slandering one another. But I just saw today that J.P. Morgan wants to settle in court, and I think it was, an absurdly amount of money that they're willing to pay to try and make this go away, which I hope that does not happen. These people need to be brought down. Oh, and let's not forget, next Tuesday on the 4th of July, Sound of Freedom comes out. For anyone who hasn't bought a ticket yet from Angel Studios. So I'm excited for that.
I don't know what that is.
Do what?
I don't know what that is.
Sound of Freedom?
Correct.
So Sound of Freedom is... So it is a story based on Tim Ballard's life. Tim Ballard used to be a Homeland Security person here in America, and I forget the reason why he went to Haiti. I think it was in search of pedophile rings specifically, and he ended up making friends with a local preacher. This is like his actual life. I'm going over that first, but the preacher, his son ended up getting kidnapped while he was there, and he tried to help find him. So to this day, they have never found this man's son, but Tim Ballard gave up being a Homeland Security person in America, and he is one of the people who actually works on getting people or children freed from the sex rings He's talked about going into the Dumbs and saving children under there. Like, this man is very accredited. You can look him up. He is someone I would believe 100%. So Angel Studios, I believe, is the name of the company that decided to take on making the script over Tim Ballard's life. One of the stings, I guess you'd call it, he went in posing as a sex offender, well, that he was going to buy these children, and it was a 9-year-old little boy came up to him and asked him if he had any drugs because he didn't want to feel it, because that little boy has already been through a lot. So they ended up doing the sting there, and they actually got one of the X-Men universes. She was part of the whole operation with the child trafficking. Then another situation when he was in Haiti involved going to a, not necessarily like an adoption center. It was kind of like a church where they had a lot of kids. And you could buy the children and kill them if you wanted to. They didn't care as long as you paid the money. And again, this is part of his actual documentary, a little documentary that was released about him. He ended up finding this little boy, like really little boy, came up to him. I think it was only maybe 3 or 4 years old. And he picked the little kid up and was walking around with him. He said something in him just told him to hold this baby and keep him safe. And he noticed there was a little girl that was following him around everywhere he went. He came to find out that that was the little girl's brother, and she was terrified he was going to go missing next. He ended up adopting both of them. He said he could not separate them. And his wife supported him in all of this. But he is an actual legitimate American hero in my mind. Anyways, right. He's actually fighting to bring truth and justice. But anyways, back in 2000, did you watch the Health and Freedom Coalition at all?
No.
So back in 2000, when that happened, I believe this particular one, General Flynn was at. And they brought up on the screen Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel is the actor that they ended up going to play Tim Ballard, to play his character, which Tim apparently was completely okay with it because he saw his acting in Passion of the Christ. I think that was the one. But in the Health and Freedom Coalition that in 2020 or early 2021, he was brought up on screen and they asked him about his role in his upcoming movie, which should have been released 2 years ago, but absolutely no streaming site will take them. None of the theaters wanted to take them. But anyways, while he was sitting there talking to these people at the coalition, he did mention they are doing very disgusting and nasty things to children in Dumbs. He flat out spoke about the deep underground military bases. He said that he was shown pictures by Tim Ballard of some of the things that they have found in those Dumbs. He was allowed to listen to videos of these children and their screams and their wailing of when they were being tortured. In other words, this movie is a massive wake-up call for people who don't realize how bad human trafficking really is. And recently in an interview he did, he went on to talk about how the first couple of screenings that they did do for the film, at a certain point in the film, everyone would start talking, and he didn't know why. So the fifth screening that they did and people started talking about it, he actually asked at the end of it why they had talked at that point, and every single one said the same thing, Epstein Island. And he goes on to talk about how Tim Ballard and the people he works with have actually brought down multiple islands just like Epstein's. So, highly recommend it. It comes out July 4th. There's a, you can look up Sound of Freedom, Angel Studios Sound of Freedom, and you can pay for your own ticket. And if you want to, you can pay for someone else's ticket so people can see it. This is a genuine conversation that we need to have on the screens everywhere that people need to see. I need to take a drink of water.
All right, when we want to move topics, I have a couple of clips we can do.
Okay. That's pretty much all I had to say for that one.
All right. The new Tucker Carlson came out within earlier today. I haven't listened to it yet.
I have not either.
You want to listen to Tucker?
Yes. I don't
know how
why
he
Tucker...
does 12 minutes, so it's 12 minutes. All right. I'll get started.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You may have found yourself wondering recently, as the world slides closer to nuclear annihilation than any time in human history, why exactly are we at war with Russia? It seems like there's a pretty significant downside to this particular foreign policy decision, starting with economic collapse and ending potentially with extinction. So is there a good reason we're doing it? So many innocent young people have been killed. So many hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted, some of them from the U.S. Treasury. So what's the point? Are we really doing this so the Biden family can repay its debts to the oligarchs who finance their beach house in Rehoboth? Are we doing it so our government can continue to lie about its illicit biolabs in Eastern Europe? So that flabby losers like Toria Nuland and Tony Blinken can feel like they're doing something important with their sad, empty lives? Really? Honestly, there's got to be a better reason for waging this, the most pointless war of all. What is it? Well, thankfully, we have an answer. The war against Russia, ladies and gentlemen, the war against Putin and for Ukraine is in fact a war for democracy. Watch and recall the motive.
The president has said many times we're focused on what we can do to support Ukraine's effort to fight for their democracy.
Democracy must prevail. The Ukrainian people are fighting the fight for their democracy and in doing so for ours as well.
Assisting and helping Ukraine win this fight for democracy and freedom.
And of course, Ukrainian President Zelensky understands that what's at stake in Ukraine is bigger than just his nation. It is literally a battle for freedom and democracy themselves.
They are showing the world what an existential fight for democracy looks like.
President Zelensky and the Ukrainians have changed the course of history for the better, and we unequivocally are with the Ukrainian people in their fight to remain a sovereign democracy.
Unequivocally with the Ukrainian people to remain a democracy. It's a bipartisan view. Democracy must prevail. You just heard noted democracy expert Nancy Pelosi say, the daughter of the mobbed up mayor of Baltimore. As Pelosi puts it, the Ukrainian people are fighting the fight for their democracy and for ours as well. That's right, for ours as well. Without Ukrainian democracy, in other words, we can have no democracy here. If the Ukrainians aren't free, neither are we. We must make sure they can vote in Kiev so we can continue to vote in Kansas City. It's really that simple. And yet tonight, we regret to tell you that we have a problem. It looks like they're not going to be able to vote in Kiev anymore. And no, for once, it's not Putin's fault. Democracy in Ukraine seems to be suspended by the world's foremost democracy advocate himself, Field Marshal Zelensky. Watch this.
Чи будуть в Україні наступного року вибори?
Це ж питання глобальне. І якщо ми переможемо, то будуть. Значить, не буде військового часу, не буде війни. А вибори повинні проходити у час, у мирний час, коли немає війни, згідно законодавства.
So when you have an election, well, he says, if we win, we'll let people vote. Otherwise, no. You vote when we feel like it, because ultimately we're completely in charge and make all the rules. Your job is to obey or be punished. That's our version of self-government. Self means me. I'm the government. Now, that's not just any autocrat. That's our chief ally in the war for democracy. This is the guy who's announced he's likely to cancel next year's election. So you've got to wonder what the Biden administration thinks of this. We can't possibly continue to support Zelensky, that guy, after he said that, can we? Because in a clip less than 30 seconds long, he just blew up our entire rationale for supporting his side in the war. So we can't support him. Oh, of course we can. And we will. Here's Joe Biden from yesterday reaffirming America's unequivocal support for Ukraine.
No matter what happened in Russia, we, the United States, will continue to support Ukraine's defense and its sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
So to recap, we are currently fighting a war for democracy on behalf of a leader who just casually announced he's happy to end democracy, and our democracy-supporting leaders have no problem with that. In fact, they're strongly for it. Shocked? You shouldn't be. Of course they're for it. You should have seen this coming. Wars for democracy always cancel democracy in the process. That's why our leaders love them. And they all do it, even the virtuous leaders. Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. The British government under Winston Churchill threw an entire opposition party into prison and let them rot for the duration, in some cases with their families. So in a war for democracy, you can do anything. Imagine what a man might do who has fewer principles. If that man, say, ran Ukraine, he might seize churches, arrest priests, ban all criticism of himself, disappear his political opponents. And that's happening. Just last month, Zelensky threw a man called Gonzalo Lira into prison indefinitely for the crime of daring to write about the Ukrainian government in unflattering ways. Now, what's interesting, what separates this from other such cases, is that Lira is an American citizen. So Joe Biden, who is quite a bit of SWAT, as they say in Ukraine, could have freed Gonzalo Lira within hours. But he didn't. He didn't want to. He didn't say a word about it. He remains in prison tonight. So that makes you wonder, what's the real motive here? When normal people see war, they see death and destruction, sadness and suffering. But that's not what demagogues see. They understand it differently. They know that war means power, mostly for them. During wartime, everything they do can be justified. War is the gravest of all emergencies. Imagine the COVID lockdowns times 1,000 plus drones. Once war breaks out, politicians become gods with the power of life and death. So in a peaceful democracy, you have to debate your political opponents in public, and that's tiresome. But in a war for democracy, you can just throw them in jail or have them executed. You can see that many in Washington are looking forward to that moment. And that may be why they so fervently support Joe Biden, even many Republicans, against a potential opponent, the only opponent who opposes the war in Ukraine. If you were to end the war, their power would evaporate. Last week, a whistleblower produced WhatsApp messages from Hunter Biden, proving that, at the very least, his father knew about his influence peddling businesses abroad and probably participated in them. Quote, I'm sitting here with my father, Hunter Biden wrote to his Chinese partners demanding money. As much as anything reported about the Bidens over the last several years, this was the smoking gun. There it is, right there, in the message. That would have been enough to cripple a normal president. It would have been more than enough to keep a normal president from running for office again. But it had virtually no effect on Joe Biden. Most media outlets ignored it completely or tried to spin Biden's relationship with his son as some kind of moral victory. Quote, the real meaning of the Hunter Biden saga, as I see it, wrote Nick Kristof of the New York Times, isn't about presidential corruption, but is about how widespread addiction is and about how a determined parent with unconditional love can sometimes reel a child back. He actually wrote that. And if you doubt it, you should know that view was common. Here's the take from ABC.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
So a whistleblower produces a text message showing that Joe Biden was in the room with his son when his son was selling influence to an enemy power, the Chinese government. And ABC's take on it, Joe Biden is a father first. Take it or leave it. What accounts for a response like that? Well, that's the way you talk when you've got nothing to fear from an upcoming presidential election. You don't even bother to think of an excuse for your candidate because you don't need to. Your country has electronic voting machines. Joe Biden got 81,282,916 votes in 2020, and you're pretty sure he can do it again. In fact, you know he can. You're not worried. But actually, they should be a little worried. The people who control Joe Biden, Susan Rice, and the rest, know they can continue to run our government, writing the press releases, formulating the policies, and they can do it effectively forever, as long as Joe Biden gets dressed in the morning. And of course, that's their strong preference. These are fervent opponents of change. But the one thing these people cannot control is aging. Joe Biden is old. He's 80 now. He'll be 85 at the end of the next term. People imagine that old age is a long, predictable progression from acuity to permanent unconsciousness. But often that's not at all how it actually works. When old people start to slide, they tend to slide fast. Joe Biden has begun that descent. Here he was yesterday.
And here's what she wrote to me, and I quote, "You can imagine my joy." She called them right away, and the next day they sent someone out to survey her yard. As Beth wrote, "This is the best thing that's happened to rural America since the Rural Electrification Act brought electricity to farms in the 30s and 40s. End of quote.
End of quote. You weren't supposed to hear that. Joe Biden read the stage directions out loud. That's like eating the garnish that comes with your entree. You're supposed to know not to do that. Joe Biden no longer does. In a year or two, he will be gone completely, and there will be no hiding it. At that point, the Democratic Party will face a secession problem. If Joe Biden is reelected next year and then forced to leave office during his term due to disability or death, that means Kamala Harris will become president of the United States. And nobody wants that, not even her husband. In real life, nobody likes Kamala Harris. That's not an attack on her. In fact, it's possible to feel pity for someone who's so universally reviled. It is instead an observation of unchanging physical reality like gravity or photosynthesis. Nobody wants Kamala Harris to be president. No one will benefit if she becomes president. So logic suggests there's going to be a change. It's going to have to be somebody else. And whoever that person is going to have to enter the race soon, before the election, after Biden drops out. Who could that person be? We don't know. Obviously, this is all just guessing. But we do know whoever that is will have to have two essential criteria. He'll have to be as shallow, ruthless, and transactional as Joe Biden is, and he'll need to have flattery skills that are so polished and advanced they'd be considered superior even in the Saudi royal court. And there's only one man in modern America who fits that description, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and perhaps not coincidentally, Joe Biden's new closest friend. "I am here, Mr. President," Newsom told Biden at an event the two did together last week. "I am here as a proud American, as a proud Californian, mesmerized by not just your faith and your devotion to this country and the world we're trying to build, but by your results, by your action, by your passion, by your capacity to deliver. I am mesmerized by you, Joe Biden." Imagine saying that as a compliment. You couldn't do it. Few human beings could do it. But Gavin Newsom had no problem at all. Those words rolled right off his forked tongue. He never stopped smiling. So if you're looking for the leader of the coup, there he is right there.
Don't hear people say the news is full of lies.
All right. So that's why a lot of people are saying that Governor Newsom is the chosen one. It could be Michael Robinson Obama because he is a very nice lady. But those are the only two.
California doesn't even want Newsom. pretty sure he
right?
stole his election, too.
The thing is that everybody that did not move from California will, like liberals that live in Boston or Chicago, oh, they'll vote for him because they didn't live under that.
Oh, God. I mean, his state literally made it legal where if there's 10 years age difference, you can have sex. So that means an 18-year-old could legally have sex with an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Who wants forced vaccinations? Like, that's literally Hitler 2.0 right there.
Oh, and don't forget, you don't have to tell anybody if you have AIDS and you have sex with them. You
yep.
should have known.
Oh, and aren't they also one of the that's making it legal to basically steal stuff and not get in trouble for it?
Yeah. And California has more people leaving that state than any other state, including New York.
Oy, please don't be making us blue. Stay in your own lane, people.
But your grandma will have no problem voting for Gruesome.
Oh, God, no, she won't. She still believes Joe Biden's a good person.
Every liberal that did not live in California will have zero problem voting for Gruesome. But if it's Michael Robinson Obama, Michael Robinson Obama could get the most votes ever because he is such a nice lady.
I'm against all of it. I'm against every single thing that's being said right now. Oh, God, no.
You have all the black people out there that will come back to the plantation so they could vote for Big Mike because they want to vote for the first black female president.
Quote, unquote, female.
Yeah?
Oh, God. All I can do is pray people are waking up. O'Keefe just did an interview with Roseanne Barr and her son recently, and I'm hopeful what he said, that her son, is true, and that what is going on right now does wake people up to what is actually happening.
Well, it's pushing people to one side or the other. You're either going to wake up or you're going to be a Satanist. That's going to be the bottom line. You're going to be one or the other. You can't support wokeism. You can't be a Christian and support the parades.
No, especially not the way they are right now. That pride in itself is something most religious people are against having. Although in my experience, they also have a lot of it themselves. They're also against the sexualization of a lot of stuff, and especially when you have grown men going up to children like, hey, touch me.
Yeah, but as much as we think it's evil, you still have people by the thousands bringing their kids out to go watch it and go participate. So those are your voters for whoever the Democrat is.
I just want to know how people allow that to happen and think that that's a good thing. How is showing your four-year-old a grown man's ding-dong good? How is that progressive? Having your kid pet somebody dressed as a dog or a cat or a horse, how is that progressive? Having a naked man strapped to the back of a truck on one of those sex crosses, watching them get flogged, how is that progressive?
Well, it's liberal, though. So if a grown man in a parade can lay down and have his BFF pee on him in front of everybody, that's liberal. those people, you can guarantee to the bank that they'll never vote Republican in their life. So those are good people.
Yeah, I disagree. Definitely not good people.
Well, I don't agree with that. I'm saying what the liberals say.
I'm letting the liberals know, definitely not good people. If you can't see the levels of depravity that is going on, not only are you A, part of the problem, but B, I question your actual grip on reality. I feel like some of these people are just so bored and tired with the way reality is, they want anything different. And for them, that's the degeneracy, apparently.
Well, it's fun. The average person does not look at the Bible as full of life. They look at it as restrictions on what they're not allowed to do.
Well, taking my own personal views on that out, you're not wrong. People do see it as a control system. At one point in time, it literally told you how to judge a slave and how much to sell a slave, how to beat your wife. Like, the history of it is very different.
Mm-hmm.
But getting out of that, a lot of people, it is very ingrained in our culture now just to hate Christians for being Christian, even though I know Christians who are good people. I know, as I said before, I have friends who are Satanists, atheists, agnostics. They're good people. They just have a different religious view. And it is very evident through my experience, a lot of people do tend to just completely hate Christians without real cause at times. I mean, there are reasons that I could see, but they don't even quote those reasons. They just hate them because they're Bible thumpers and they're taking away who they are and they don't like who they are, so screw them.
Oh, I'm a devout Christian, and I promise you, I don't ever have a chance to go to bed angry. I'm happy. I'm blessed that I'm 50 years old. I have a house. I have a wife. I have a couple of kids. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. I'm not rich, but I'm not starving. I have basically everything I need, and I don't have anything to be angry about. So because I'm not angry at anything, I'm considered the enemy.
And which makes no sense. At the end of the day, I do believe partially that is people's jealousy, that they don't have it that way. But at the same time, you have to look at it, the time period that you had to grow your income, your revenue, buy your house. Everything was a lot better back then in comparison to what it is today. Like, we are living in a generation where the majority of people up until their 40s, a lot of people are still living at home because they're trying to sell a $500 apartment for $1,200 a month. Like, people can't do that. Like, our entire system is just completely broken. But a lot of the older generation, from what I've seen, like my parents, for instance, they're in their 60s, and they tell us it just takes hard work and dedication, and someday you can have whatever you want. But when the only jobs around here available are fast food jobs or working in a factory, you're destroying your body. Most of your money gets spent on your car messing up one time, you cannot afford normal basic places unless you have someone that you're living with, whether you're in a relationship or it's friends. But a lot of people just cannot afford the way we live anymore. I've moved out of my family's house twice, and both times I lived with friends. I made the mistake of visiting the same friend. Shouldn't have done that. That's on me, though. And we barely were able to rent this little tiny condo, three people's incomes, on top of paying for car insurance, food, and all that stuff. Like, I had to ask my parents for help quite a few times, and it was like they just didn't understand, like, the amount of money, even though we were working almost every day. One of us was a mechanic. One of us worked at a tea shop. I worked at the Kroger's as a nighttime stalker, so I made more than the average Kroger employee because I worked at night, but we still, all three of us, barely made enough money to pay the bills.
No,
so,
I get
that
it.
But I don't know why that, I mean, I can get the jealousy in an economic way, but I don't understand the hate on the Christian front. Sorry, I got torn on that one. But it is quite true. People tend to be just rather angry towards religious people in general. I think a lot of people have kind of given up hope, if I'm to be honest. They've given up faith in general, in anything outside of themselves. And I do believe it is partially our system, the way everything is set up. I could be wrong. I think it at least plays a little part. But I am very hopeful that in time, people are actually going to fight for our rights in a lot of different ways and focus on the actual enemy, which at the end of the day is not our neighbor. It's not the Christian next door. It's not even the Buddhist next door. It's, you know, the globalist 1% who flat out stated to us, well, we don't want you to have anything. They're hoarding everything from us, from actual money. Like, people would say you had a problem if you hoarded nothing but paper in your house. But if that paper happens to be $100 bills, oh, you're just a smart investor?
Yeah, but then they're mad at you because you spent your whole life trying to build up that wealth, and they spent it on things that had nothing to do with wealth.
You are definitely not wrong there. But at the same time, at the end of the day, no matter how hard you work or I work or anyone I know for that matter, we will never be someone who makes Jeff Bezos money. Where it's like, what, he drops $1,000 on the ground, it would cost him more to bend over and pick it up that 30
yeah.
seconds of time. Like, okay. That type of money is ridiculous and disgusting for someone to be able to earn, personally. Especially off the backs of people he barely to and works like slaves. Many people in Amazon factories, because we have nothing but factories around this area. outside of fast food. And they get yelled at for wanting to go to the bathroom. They get yelled at for wanting to take a minute to cool down because the heat system and that those facilities are garbage. It's just, I think a lot of things are getting worse here in our country because greed and globalism have set in. And with BlackRock...
I'm going to say that might be part of it, but the 1% with the greed and the people that... There are, and I'll say it's Christian primarily, because we're the people that see the things that are wrong, and all we do is we wag our finger and say somebody should do something, and nobody does it. Look at all those people that wore scams all those years, and saying somebody should stop this from being a thing, but then they put their scam on and go to the store.
Yeah, and
the person that needs to do something is the one that you'll find that person when you look in the mirror.
Michael Jackson said it best. Look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
But on that topic, conversation leading back with my grandmother, actually, but it was more my mom. It was just in the same conversation. I brought up wearing the mask, how people are I fight against. I didn't wear one. I got threatened at so many different stores to be thrown out, and I had to sit there and tell them, like, hey, I have an actual right not to wear this. You don't know if I have medical conditions or anything. But you're telling me I'm going to be banned from this store. And then they'd sit there and be like, well, they banned one girl earlier today for not wearing hers. And I was like, oh, please introduce me. I'll tell her to get in contact with a constitutional lawyer. And then they shut up. But then when I was telling them about that, my mom got angry and was like, you're just going to the store, so just wear it and get it over with. I'm like, no, I'm not. Why would I do that? I'm giving in, I'm becoming a sheep, and those are things I do not agree with, and I am not. And mom argues, you're not giving up on your beliefs or anything for doing that, you're just complying. I'm like,
yeah.
That literally you just said, I am complying with rules that go against my core nature with our country. So you are right, it's like, people who see that this stuff is an issue are perfectly fine with it being an issue as long as you just do what you're told and it's easier. But it's not, because when you start giving in and doing what you're told, you give up rights that your children and grandchildren will never know they even had if you don't fight for it. Have to be saying we are giving up on what the human spirit is. The people who have died protecting our country, it wasn't in vain. Is this something that we're okay with just saying goodbye to? Freedom, normalcy, bodily anatomy, or autonomy? Is this something you're willing to give up and be okay with, even though in the end it'll be you gave up your grandchild's freedom, and then one day they're going to ask, why didn't you fight? Why didn't you stand up? Why do we have to push it off to the next generation? I actually had a teacher once, slightly off conversation, but goes with the last quote I said. He mentioned about how gas prices will continue to raise, and it's because his generation did nothing but get these huge gas guzzlers And he said, I don't care about that because it's not going to affect me, which this is a man in like his 70s at the time. And I think I was in sixth or seventh grade. And I was just like, oh, so it's going to be that much worse when I'm actually old enough to drive. And he doesn't even care. And he's like, my own grandchildren are going to have to deal with what my generation caused. And that's going on now, except not so much in the gas way, but we're giving up on our freedoms and our Constitution. And I can't be one of those people, personally, who just sits there and does nothing, who allows it to just pass by in the blink of an eye and be like, well, my children or my children's children will deal with this someday. I'm not going to have to deal with it. But that's also a lie at the same time, because this day and age, we're still alive and we're still watching our freedoms disappear. Pushing. They're 100% going to make another push for us to wear masks, to us to be vaccinated against our will, which there are people out there saying the only people who got vaccines were adults, and adults made the decision on their own to get that vaccine. They weren't forced into it. You threatened their job. I'm calling you out right now and saying that's bullcrap, and you apparently don't pay attention. Because people were threatened, their jobs, their livelihoods, their homes, their children's educations, their 401k, everything was threatened. And you're trying to say that in absolutely no way was it pushed on people, and that they just voluntarily...
No, they legitimately think that.
They're still saying that.
Yeah.
I really don't understand how people can say that. Like my mother, she's retired now, but she was a pharmacist. And during the last 2 years, her company was mandating the vaccine. And one of the girls, she went and got her second vaccine. And within, I think it was 2 weeks after she got it, she was at work. My mom was there with her that day. And she just passed out, fell over, and they did the best they could. Since they're a pharmacy, they got the blood pressure cuffs, the oxygen, the like O2 readers, and they did every test they could on her, and everyone came back normal. So they had no idea what was going on. That came in to get her because she was on the floor, pale as a ghost. She was conscious. And even her dad said this was the effing vaccines. And I know it was. And my mom agreed with him. She actually didn't have to get it since she was so close to retiring. Her company, well, not her company, but the her managers, like her higher ups, they protected her. Because, again, she'd worked there so long. They just wanted to help her get to retirement. But this girl ended up a couple weeks later, they found out what the issue was, and she had blood clots in her lungs. So you're telling me that this girl, whose job was at stake, she's younger than me, she was 23, 24 years old, she was forced to take that to keep her job. But you're telling me she wasn't. And now her entire life is not what it was. She never returned to work. We don't know what happened to her after that. And your job that made you get that vaccine isn't responsible for your health.
Yeah, they could threaten to fire you and they could suspend you until you get it. But if you get it, then it's your own choice. Yeah, I like how that works out.
And they try to, one thing that my mom kept mentioning higher ups at that time was if the only time it affected her was when she was at work, that would be different. But she is taking this thing, It's altering her DNA. It's something that's going to be with her the rest of her life. And none of her higher-ups are on that. But they didn't want to do anything about maybe having to pay hospital bills or signing a waiver stating if something happened to her, they take care of it. And you know, absolutely not a single, place out there going to be allowing themselves to be held liable for any damages that happen to you. They just want to not be liable to the CDC or the FDA for having unvaccinated employees. That's all they care about.
Yeah. So it's all part of that ESG score.
Yeah, probably, actually. I thought it was more control and compliance, but ESG probably played into it too.
Well, it was before ESG became sexualized or became as known as it is now.
I mean, yeah, most people weren't talking about that. So I don't think you're wrong. Oy. I don't know. At the end of the day, honestly, all I can hope for is that this does wake people up, like truly wake people up what is going on. I don't believe a lot of people will. And that's what's kind of terrifying to me is that they just give up everything because someone on a TV told them to. And I cannot imagine being that fearful. Like for my dad, I understood. He was very, very angry every time I would leave the house without a mask. But he has COPD and he truly believed his life was in danger. So me and him got into so many arguments over that. But outside of having a medical condition that makes you fearful, I don't get it.
Well, yeah, they were able to scare people into compliance. So that's why still to this day people wear scams because they see the Democrats are still wearing them. And it makes them feel like they belong.
Yeah, which is another thing. Yes, they did. They really freaking did. My biggest thing to that, if these things worked, why was China so heavily affected knowing that they have worn masks, scams, for, God, what, the last 20 years because of pollution?
Yeah.
But they were super heavily affected, which I would say is probably because their lungs aren't actually healthy because they've been wearing those things. But, I mean, what logic do I use, right? But people want to be like, well, if they're so bad for you, why are the Chinese wear them? Yeah, and guess what? The majority of people in China wear glasses. Which is a side effect of wearing those things. I just, at the end of the day, don't know. I want to have hope for the future. I really, really do. But I don't think I've seen a single thing to give me hope right now. Because I just see people, for lack of a better term, bending the knee. Yes, sire. Whatever you want, sire. And as you said, perfectly, they created a cult.
Yeah, there's no other way around it.
Well, with the time we have left, there is something, just a small snippet on one topic, but I read an article where they're stating China is currently setting up military bases in Cuba in
right.
preparation for war and all out like nuclear war.
And also Brandon said he's not going to shoot down any more China balloons, and he welcomed China to put some more up if they need to.
But, oh, my head. How do people not... Yeah, he really does love China. It's not like they paid him millions and millions of dollars through illegal LLCs that sold absolutely nothing except state secrets.
Yeah.
But I don't understand people. They see this happening and they don't question it. They don't question his allegiance to America, the country we live in.
No, because once they sign up for a political party, you're willing to accept whatever it is that they do.
So just because your party agrees with it, you have to give up all rationale, all cognitive ability, just because you're blue.
Or yeah.
In some situations, even red. We have rhinos. We have sellouts on both sides. It's a same bird, different wing type situation. I don't get it. I guess it's the whole... when you're wrong and don't want to admit it, you double down scenario.
Yeah.
That's the only thing at this point I could think it really is, because that makes no sense. This man has been called out for his, what word do I want to use? He's basically been called out for working with his son, cooperating with him, with his dealings with China, which he then stated those allegations are false, they're not true, and he had no dealings with his son's business. Then you have them asking the, what was his name? They asked somebody... I forget his name, crap. But so part of the Biden administration, they actually read the text messages, and the man walked away from the podium. He didn't answer them.
Right.
And then
the other lady came up and said she wasn't going to answer also, and they shut down the press conference.
Like, how are people not questioning that? They're supposed to give us, the American people, answers, but instead they've decided to go down the, basically, I plead the fifth.
Well, that's because they don't know. They don't watch those clips, so therefore it doesn't count. That's why. Remember, they don't watch news. They just look for sound bites.
Oy. What annoys me about that is that they like to say what you watched was doctored and obviously just a conspiracy that they're spreading, so that way you don't trust your own government and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, do you trust your own government? You're an idiot. Just going to say that. Never trust any government. It's the reason why we have the Constitution.
Well, yeah, but people are proud of their ignorance, though. That's the issue.
I don't get it. I really, really don't.
Because because they don't want to look stupid, so they figure if they're proud of it and they mock you, then they get the early jump on you, so therefore it's okay. Because if you get the jump on them, then they look stupid.
But going through a moment where you are headstrong, believe something, and you are proven wrong, isn't a bad thing. That's called a learning moment where you can actually realize, okay, there's more to this. Let me open my eyes. Learning shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be hard. Yes, you get embarrassed when you are shown you were wrong on this particular topic that you were talking about. And that embarrassment turns to anger, but people need to learn there's no way you can be right about everything. There's probably
unless you're a liberal, then you're right about everything.
They think they're right about everything. Like, I can admit, some of the stuff we've talked about tonight, maybe I might be wrong on some of my opinions or some of the things I've researched. I might learn in a couple weeks or maybe a month from now, oh, this particular story was funded by somebody who wanted to confuse people talking about it. I can admit that's 100% a possibility. But at the same time, if I learn I was genuinely wrong about a situation, I will take that hit on the chin. I will do better in my research next time. And I'll admit I was wrong about this. I'll bring back the conversation, everything. But to get mad and then just double down and say, well, I don't care what you have to show me. There's no logic. There's no sense. It is purely emotion-driven.
Yeah, but that's liberal logic. Everything's by emotion. And having your truth is different from the facts. I don't understand it either, but that's what they say. My truth is worth more than your facts.
And that's my truth. I'm just like, in my mind, I'm thinking, so you're talking, when I hear my truth, they're talking about who you are as a person. And that means you have attached it to you specifically and that you don't identify as, say, me, Kayla. I don't identify as Kayla. I identify as red and Republican and I identify as bi or titles at the end of the day, things. But that is not who I am. But to identify as that, to stick that to yourself because it is your truth, is putting so many layers on you that you don't need. At the end of the day, you are a human being. You live on this earth like anybody else. And you want to fight this person because they vote red instead of blue or blue instead of red. And that's ridiculous and stupid. You need to realize you are more than what you align with. You are human. You are a person. You have thoughts and feelings that go beyond red versus blue, that go beyond I support this state, I support Biden, or I support China, or hell, I support gay rights. Like, it goes beyond that. That is something you do and talk about, sure. But it is not who you are. At the end of the day, if you take away everything that you support, everything that you fight for, everything that you think you are, what are you? At the end of the day, what would you say?
I know, I'm not willing to do that, but the thing is, as a liberal, in order to stay with the in crowd, your morals have to be on a swivel.
So in other words, it's basically like school. You just join. You join a crowd,
yeah,
and you stick to it.
Yes. But unfortunately, though, our time is up here. We spent 3 hours together. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and have a good night, everybody.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow. Please put another show at work. It's not easy. Alive. Remember, only